the BBC Sports Personality of the Year for 2012 is Bradley Wiggins.
It's difficult to put into words, you know, when you beat the lineup that there was up there tonight, and for Mo Farah not even to get a look in, and then for me to win it, it's quite an achievement, really. It's probably my greatest sporting achievement, really, because the stuff I can control, we've done, as most sportsmen and sportswomen have done this year. But that is really in everyone else's hands. So for people to actually ring up and vote, it's very much an institution in our household. So to be part of it is always fantastic. To be nominated is incredible. To be standing up there is something else. It's second to only Fools and Horses and Minder in our household. So it's very much an institution.
Were you here last year? Can you remember what you were thinking as Cavill?
Well, yeah, just incredibly proud of him. You know, we're quite close, so I never imagined that a year down the line I'd be stood here and probably the greatest year for British sport as the winner. Incredibly envious of him last year, watching him do it, but incredibly proud at the same time.
And what were you thinking just as David Beckham was about to announce the winner? Were you thinking, please me, please me?
Well, when Andy got mentioned third and then Jess, I just thought, well, Mo's won it, you know, and my ultimate thought, because from what he achieved this summer as well, you know, equally maybe better than mine, so it was in the impact he had on the British public as well. It was, you know, so I just started thinking, well, you know, at least we got the free bar to go to. But so then to get announced by David, yeah, it was incredible. It really was. It's a great moment.
Well, many congratulations, Bradley, and we wish you a very happy Christmas. What is Christmas Day going to be like in the Wiggins household?
Well, usual, you know, we have kids. It's all about the kids, isn't it? And I'm the biggest kid of the lot, so it's all about me ultimately. And it's up as early as we can get up and see if Father Christmas has been. And yeah, it's just a day with the family, really.